up to 21 past nine. Always nice to see Tasmania's Children's Commissioner and not afraid to get her feet, well, in the dirt, if not the mud this year. Leanne McLean, Children's Commissioner for Tasmania. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Leanne. Good morning.
What are you up to at AgFest this year?
This year, this is the first time I've personally been to AgFest, and it's the first time the Commissioner for Children has had a presence here. And we're here with the Children's University of Tasmania, working with children to help them understand what their rights are and to hear from them which rights are important to them and what it means to them.
So to listen as much as to talk?
Absolutely, yeah.
I was wondering, what are actually, like, there's so many young people walking past here, kids who are here with their parents, grandparents, or with schools. Like, what happens if you were to take a seat with a couple of youngsters here? How do you start that conversation?
Well, we spoke with 65 children yesterday, roughly, and the conversation is generally, do you know what your rights are? Do you know what they are? What do they mean to you? And many children know fundamentally that they have rights, but they can't articulate exactly what they are. So we have a conversation about what that might be. And for many children yesterday, we heard about the importance of being able to get together with their mates, be able to know their own identity and express their own identity, and be able to play and have fun. And the wonderful thing about being at AgFest is that yesterday we heard about playing and having fun, meaning running around the bush and riding your motorbike and getting together with your mates. So it's a really fabulous reminder that it's on us to get out there into the regional communities and hear about the diversity of children right across the state.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the equity issues. It's one thing to provide services and look after people in Hobart and Launceston and Burnie and Devonport. A different thing maybe to talk to children who might be experiencing a little more isolation. You're on Mornings Around Tasmania. Georgia Sutton's from Children's University. Georgia, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you know, I only really learned about the Children's University last week when we were broadcasting from out the front in Melville Street, out the front of from Elizabeth Street in Hobart. And I knocked on the door and I spoke to someone who let me in and she was telling me about the Children's University.
Fantastic.
What is it for our audience that have never heard of it before?
So Children's University is a program that works. We work with almost 1,500 children and their families. We also work with what we call learning destinations, which are community learning partners of all types. And it's all about encouraging kids to participate in extracurricular activity. They get rewarded for that. They have a little passport. They collect hours of activity in. And once they reach certain levels, then they're eligible to graduate. And we run full graduation ceremonies for our students. And we have the privilege of working in 52 different communities around the state. So we have a presence and we're active on the northwest, the west coast, all the way down to Dover. We're having fun with kids.
What are some examples of the sorts of things they're doing to, you know, get their credits to graduate from Children's University?
Yeah, absolutely. So we will partner with organisations like the Commissioner's Office, and we might run school holiday programs based around rights and things like that. We'll also work with major cultural institutions like TMAG and QVMAG. We've just done a collaboration with The Hive in Ulverston. But also the children will be able to engage with learning destinations closer to home and can include things like sport and dance and their art and drama things as well.
So, do you have to do it through your school? What's the gateway into it?
Yeah, we partner with schools and we have a school coordinator in each school site. We do have a couple of community hubs in Georgetown and New Norfolk that operate as a school for us. So some of our areas you're able to participate without being part of a CU school, but chiefly we work alongside schools and the broader school community.
If people want to find out more, UTAS has a big tent here. You can walk in, say good day, find out more.
Absolutely. So we're based at Children's University and the Commission for Children. We're just outside the UTAS Pavilion, which is in the area where the craft sheds are. So come and say hello. We've got heaps of activity for kids, and it's also a great spot for parents to come and sit down if they want to let their kids have a play.
Yeah, broadcasting from AgFest this morning. Leanne McLean, back to you, Tasmania's Children's Commissioner. Earlier in the week, the Tasmanian Law Reform Institute said, hey, let's have a conversation about a Bill of Rights. We talk about that in sort of at an adult level. Does that relate to what you're talking about in discussing rights with children?
It absolutely does, Leon. One of the things that our legislative environment is lacking in Tasmania is an overarching Bill of Rights or a Charter of Rights. what we see at the moment is that rights are embedded on an individual basis in different pieces of legislation, but there's no overarching framework for it to all talk back to. So by having a Bill of Rights, which I'm a huge supporter of, it means that everything we do in our community maps back to the human rights of our people.
And so I'm thinking back to the text that came in when we were talking about this. Oh, this will be a lawyer's picnic. This is just highfalutin talk. Like, how does that make it, how would a Bill of Rights make a child safer, have better access to safe play or to food or to a roof over their head? Mm. Like, if we're, you've got so many priorities in front of you, and we think of the Commission of Inquiry and, I mean, a million different priorities for you, how does a Bill of Rights materially improve things?
So what it means in practice is that when governments, for example, make laws or make policy changes, they have to make sure that those law or policy changes continue to uphold the rights, in my case of children, or in that case, but of the community generally. So we shouldn't be making decisions which erode the rights of people. And obviously I'm particularly interested in that from the perspective of child protection, youth justice, children who are the most vulnerable. Sometimes decisions are made which erode rights, and we shouldn't be doing that across our communities.
And some interesting conversations that you may or may not have enjoyed through the state election campaign about youth crime and how we're going to approach different things, but maybe we'll do that back at the studio at another time.
Good idea.
It's, what, probably 5-6 months since Parliament sat. It was only December when the government tabled their responses to the Commission of Inquiry. How are we going? And have you got any concerns about the rubber hitting the road? I mean, you were very strong on mornings about the need to urgently get stuff happening.
Yep.
How comfortable are you with the pace at which the CEO, the Commission of Inquiry, has been responded to?
Look, there's no doubt that going to a state election has resulted in a delay. There's absolutely no doubt in implementation. So we have to acknowledge that and then move on as quickly as possible. What I'm seeing at the moment is the implementation of Commission of Inquiry recommendations resulting in an awful lot of work at the policy level amongst public servants and bureaucrats, and that's very, very important. But what we need is for that work to translate to change in the ground, on the ground for children. So we still have a fundamental lack of resourcing of people working in child protection and in youth justice. We're struggling for teachers. We're struggling for anybody working in a human services area. That has implications for the safety and well-being of children.
We see some of those workers actually only this week talking about strike action in their frustrations about the need for more resourcing. Thank you for coming down this morning. Have a great AgFest. Your first time at AgFest.
I know, it's so exciting.
Yeah, I won't lie and tell you the weather's like this all the time. It is absolutely spectacular.